So bottom line, in what kinds of situations are you not using trastuzumab for node-negative patients? How small does a tumor have to be, or how do you approach these smaller tumors?
The only thing I would consider not using trastuzumab for, and there I think it's a judgment call, is DCIS with maybe an area of microinvasion. If there's a frank invasive carcinoma that's HER2 positive, I don't care about the size. That tumor, in my opinion, is a HER2-driven tumor and should be looked at accordingly.
And you don't much care about the ER, it sounds like, too.
No.
You wonder, too, I guess there is some interest, just sort of parenthetically, of the combination of hormone therapy and trastuzumab.
So the data that were presented at ESMO show that that is an effective combination, that under cover of trastuzumab, this hormone resistance that you see in the HER2-positive seems to be reversed to some degree.
Did you say that these patients were EGFR overamplified?
They're not amplified. They're overexpressed.
Overexpressed.
So either HER1 or HER2, usually it's not both, are altered. But the tumor appears to pick one of the two pathways to now be the driver for the tumor in these PR negatives.
So have EGFR TKIs been looked at in that specific group?
So that was the 103 study we presented last year at ASCO that showed that if you looked at EGFR, you would say there's no activity in breast cancer.
Right.
So we did this trial, small clinical trial, small number of patients that was pre-surgery, a biopsy was obtained. Since the drug, in this case it was Iressa, but you could do the same with Tarceva or one of the antibodies, since they're relatively safe, the patient went on that drug while they were waiting for surgery. Here in this country, it takes about 2 to 4 weeks to schedule the surgery. They go to surgery, they stop the drug, but now you have before and after of the same tumor from the same patient. And you can't get clinical response data that soon in general. But what you can get is whether or not you've growth inhibited that tumor, looking at cell cycle genes and Ki67 molecularly. And the data were remarkable that we saw either no change in the proliferation markers, an increase in the proliferation markers in a subset of the patients, or a decrease. And that was split about even. But the decrease was remarkably almost all in one subgroup. And that subgroup was the ER-positive, PR-negative group.
Were they HER2-negative?
Yes, they're all HER2-negative
in
that group.
That's cool. So is that being taken forward?
So that is for HER1 blockade, where people thought that it didn't work in breast cancer. We think that should be the thing to do. If you were going to do the ERESA study today, knowing that information, you would say, let's enrich for ER-positive, PR-negative. And that's not a small number of breast cancers. It's about 12 to 18% of breast cancers worldwide are ER-positive, PR-weak-negative.